This evening, I'll be reading from a book I just finished. And since a lot of it is about the future, I'm going to start more or less on the last page and tell you about my grandmother. Now, she was a Southern Baptist holy roller, and she had a very clear idea about the future and of how the world would end.
In fire.
Like in Revelations.
Now, when I was 10, my grandmother told me the world would end in a year. So I spent the whole year praying and reading the Bible and alienating all my friends and relatives. And finally, the big day came, and absolutely nothing happened. Just another day. Was a missionary, and she had heard that the largest religion in the world was Buddhism. So she decided to go to Japan to convert Buddhists and to inform them about the end of the world. Now, she didn't speak Japanese, so she tried to convert them with a combination of hand gestures, sign language, and hymns in English. The Japanese had absolutely no idea what she was trying to get at. Now, when she got back to the United States, she was still talking about the end of the world. And I remember the day she died. She was very excited. She was like a small bird perched on the edge of her bed near the window in the hospital, waiting to die. And she was wearing these pink nightgowns and combing her hair so she'd look pretty for the big moment when Christ came to get her. And she wasn't afraid. But then, just at the very last minute, something happened that changed everything. Because suddenly, at the very last minute, she panicked. After a whole life of praying and predicting the end of the world, she panicked. And she panicked because she couldn't decide whether or not to wear a hat. And so when she died, she went into the future in a panic, with absolutely no idea of what would be next.
Thank you.
midnight downtown. It's been raining for days. Rain beats down. It covers the streets with its sparkling skin. In a deli, purple light, a woman in a party dress pays for some milk. Yellow cab stops for a light. Two men in black hats are running. Messenger on a plane. A hole, it's filling up with black water. Rainy days, rainy nights, steam rises, covers the city. Pieces of old newspaper float like little paper boats. They slide along the rushing water in the gutter. Rainy days, rainy nights. Rain falls down and covers the city. It falls from fabulous heights, covers the streets with its sparkling skin. Jane Street. They're shooting that movie again. Oh, they just can't seem to get it right. Behind a warehouse, in a burned out building, a man is sleeping in a cardboard box. One beautiful evening in the Garden of Eden, a snake came walking in the twilight. He was leaning on his ivory cane, and he said, "Let me tell you a little secret about life. There's certain sharpness to a knife or a diamond. Singing, hey, hey, nanny, nanny, I'm
streets, anywhere. But what they did have a lot of was old mummy rags lying around. So they gathered up all the rags and they burned them in their trains. They burned their ancestors. I'm a crocodile floating down the river. I'm a tree catching my own oranges as they fall from my head. I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Get me over and pour me out. Hello to all the people who send me on the way. Pat on the back, have fun, it's your moment now. It's your turn to walk along the runway road. And me, I sent my better self on ahead. Your attention, please. Like at the end of the play, and all the actors come out and they line up and they look at you, and horrible things have happened to them during the play, and they stand there while you clap, and now what? What happens next? And the fire dies, and there were furious winds, where we went.
people know exactly where they're going. The pilgrims to Mecca, the climbers to the mountain top. So beautiful. It's like the 4th of July. It's like a Christmas tree. It's like fireflies on a summer night. I wish I could describe this to you better, but I can't talk very well right now, because I've got this damn gas mask on. So I'm just going to stick this microphone out the window, see if we can't hear a little better. Hello, California. What's the weather like out there now? Did you ever really love me? Only when we danced. And it was so beautiful. It was like the 4th of July. Like fireflies on a summer night.
This is KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. This is International Women's Day, and my name is Jade, and we've just been listening to Laurie Anderson, and one of my favorite performance artists. She really stood out among a lot of the women performers of her day, and still is. And next